From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has tweeted the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion for 25 years. Talking, he said, is not the answer. Tufts University Korea analyst Sungyoon Lee said Mr. Trump has a point.
It is the fact. The U.S. between 1995 and 2008, according to the Congressional Research Service, has provided North Korea with over $1.3 billion in aid, consisting mostly of food and fuel aid.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, however, repeated the international community is not done with diplomacy. Japan, meanwhile, said it favors a new UN Security Council resolution following this week's ballistic missile test by Pyongyang over Japan. North Korean diplomat Ju Yong-chol insisted his government has a right to self-defense and warned against further sanctions or pressure on his government.
If the U.S. fails to act with discretion and persists in its reckless attempts to stifle the DPRK, we DPRK will not hesitate to take further tough countermeasures.
North Korea said Tuesday's launch was intended to counter U.S.-South Korea military exercises and to contain the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. Meanwhile, two U.S. B-1B bombers joined four F-35 stealth fighters and South Korean warplanes in a show of strength over South Korea Thursday. Cameroon's President Paul Biya has directed a military court to drop charges against three Anglophone activists. The three were arrested following last year's protests by English speakers alleging discrimination in the majority Francophone country. The three denied charges of hostility toward the state or fomenting secession or civil war. The government was under intense pressure to end the case. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department Wednesday acknowledged there are more U.S. troops in Afghanistan than the official level of 8,400. Dana Smith is a Pentagon spokesperson.
This is not an announcement of a troop increase. We are simply being more transparent about the way we communicate America's military commitment in Afghanistan, while still protecting sensitive information.
The Pentagon said it has about 11,000 troops in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the actual number of U.S. troops in Syria and Iraq remain under review. People gathered Thursday outside Kensington Palace in Britain to remember the late Princess Diana, who died in a car accident in Paris 20 years ago. Among them, Stephen Klemich from Australia.
Shock turned to deep sadness. She's been known as Queen of Hearts, and I think that Diana touched everybody's heart.
In Paris, well-wishers left flowers, photos, and personal messages at the Flame of Liberty near the Alma Tunnel, where Diana's vehicle was slammed into a concrete pillar August 31, 1997, killing her and two others. Ailing Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari chaired his first cabinet meeting Wednesday in months, following extensive medical leave in Britain. Mr. Buhari returned to the country August 19. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson was in the Nigerian city Maiduguri Wednesday, part of Britain's support of efforts to combat the Boko Haram insurgency. He focused on the need for food aid.
But what we're also trying to do with our diplomacy and with our military forces is to help turn the tide against Boko Haram, get the country back under control.
Johnson expressed confidence Nigerian forces with British help can turn the tide against an insurgency that has killed more than 20,000 over the past 8 years. President Donald Trump turned his attention Wednesday to tax reform as a further way to boost jobs and economic growth. He spoke in Springfield, Missouri.
The foundation of our job creation agenda is to fundamentally reform our tax code for the first time in more than 30 years. I want to work with Congress, Republicans, and Democrats alike on a plan that is pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, and pro-American.
The president said he hopes to get Congress to approve tax reform this year after his efforts to pass health care reform failed. The UN Wednesday charged Venezuela's security forces have committed widespread rights violations in crushing anti-government protests. It warned that democracy in Venezuela is barely alive. The UN Human Rights Office said developments suggest a policy to repress political dissent and instill fear. U.S. government regulators have approved the first treatment that genetically engineers a patient's own immune system to fight leukemia. It's touted as the first cell therapy approved anywhere in the world. The costly and custom-made treatment developed by Novartis and the University of Pennsylvania is being tested against other cancers. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.